Now, if you drive in Sydney, and full disclosure, I do not drive, I don't have a driver's license, but if you do, you'll know that the expense of travelling on tolled roads, well, it takes a toll on your bank account. In fact, some commuters, it looks like, are paying over $8,000 a year. And Sydney loves a tolled road. Now, just earlier this year, we saw that by 2023, and I know that feels a long time away, but that is only 6 years, Sydney will have more tolled roads than any other city in the world. And the general feeling from many commuters seems to be that they aren't getting what they're paying for, that all these charges are for the joy of just sitting in congested traffic conditions anyway. So do we need a bit of a shake-up on the way we're charging road tolls? Well, Professor David Hensher is the founding director of the Institute of Transport and Logistics Studies. David, a very good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, the first thing I want to ask, it is a simple question, but I imagine it has a not-so-simple answer. Are we paying too much for tolls in Sydney?
Simple answer is yes, in terms of the expected benefit, which is a reasonably good time savings given the impost. One of the problems we have, I think, is this: we have gross underinvestment of all transport, be it public transport and our roads, which of course use buses as well, but predominantly cars and trucks. So we've got a backlog issue. But having said that, the question is that without the toll roads, I think we'd have been in worse shape. But now the question is, are the tolls at the right level to generate the benefits that people believe they deserve if they choose to use toll roads rather than free roads?
I think if we just take a step back, now the idea, of course, is a road toll goes back into that infrastructure management. Is that money being used wisely?
Well, the tolls, as you know, are related to these deals with the private sector. They're called public-private partnerships, Transurban being the dominant provider in Sydney these days. And they're indexed by the Consumer Price Index and nothing else, and they should actually be adjusted to reflect the change in conditions of service levels. And that's a major problem. So what I'm really saying is that we have toll roads where you pay an impost which is not consistent with the benefit, and then you have free roads that are, in fact, often underinvested in terms of maintenance, etc. So what we need, and Infrastructure Australia, the Harper Review, the Productivity Commission have all said, and I've been saying for years, we need a whole-scale reform of the way in which we charge for the use of the roads. The usage charge should reflect those who get the benefits should pay, and at the moment, it's a bit of a mess.
How would a reform like that work, do you think?
Well, the general sense of those who have been promoting this for many years is that we need to scrap the tolls, which does mean some form of compensation package to those who have these concessions, which some of them are going to last another 10, 20 years, and move to what's known as a road user charge system based on usage of all roads. My proposition, which I've been pushing for some time based on research in Sydney, is that if we were to remove the tolls, have a 5 cents per kilometre distance-based charge in the peaks only, and halve the registration fee, we believe that we would get enough of a reduction in the traffic in the peaks to solve the worst of the congestion. And importantly, that number will actually raise a similar amount of revenue that treasuries currently get from the registration charges. So they would be no worse off. And that's an important issue, because if treasuries don't like it, it's dead in the water.
Now, distance-based tolls seem to have been coming up for quite a while now. There's only two roads, as I understand it, that have a system like that in Sydney.
Well, there's toll roads because that's distance-based within the toll regime, like the M7, for
right.
example. What I think we've got to do is to stop thinking about tolls and think about an efficient charging scheme for the entire road network. One of the big challenges, though, is that the consumers are sceptical, and I have a sense of understanding that, because in a sense they're being ripped off by the high tolls at the moment in terms of not getting the time benefits. Having said that, we've got to get a buy-in strategy to convince people, and I think the objective of my exercise is to say, let's not worry about the time savings, let's try and come up with a model that makes you no worse off financially, and then let us demonstrate the time benefits that are associated with what I've just shared with you. This is the issue. Consumers do feel that they pay enough as it is through fuel excise and registration. So let's rethink that equation. And we know the federal government's very concerned about this because fuel excise is declining substantially. It's going to almost disappear as we move to electric vehicles, which is proposed to be a 20-30 year plan in many countries. So they're running scared and they're saying, where are we going to get the money from to fund our roads, both construction and investment? So this is looming as a very serious issue, and we've got to get the community to recognize this issue because they will suffer if they don't go along with the ride, so to speak.
David, is reform inevitable?
It is. I always say, as I said 2 days ago when we actually hosted the CEO of Infrastructure Australia, that it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. What's frustrating is it's no longer an issue of economics and engineering, it's an issue of marketing and politics. Politicians will tell you off the record this has to happen, but none of them will stand up and say we will make it happen.
Professor David Hentscher, thank you for your time this morning.
Pleasure.